Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alexi Talanda here, and welcome to our bonus content as we work on putting Ostium Season 6 together. We're continuing with our Behind the Ostium series as we go in-depth with the making and discussion of how each episode of Ostium came to be, as well as much more. I am joined by Dwayne Farver, a big fan of the show and creator of the spin-off podcast Manifestations. If you enjoy the Behind the Ostium series, you can get full access to over 50 episodes right now by supporting Team Ostium on Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. You'll also get access to a bunch of other bonus content on there too. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We'll continue working on getting Ostium Season 6 ready for release in 2022, but for now, sit back and enjoy another episode of Behind the Ostium.
So then we get to episode 26, Into the Black. So it was really going to this point, I think I had originally planned to have 5 episodes for Monica and 5 episodes for Jake or the rest of the characters. Actually, at this point, it would have been just Jake to tell his story. And as I was telling Monica's story, it was like I was having fun answering the questions, world building, developing all this stuff. And then I knew I needed to have her tell the story in the way that she did and have it completely told that she wanted to, so that it went beyond the 5 episodes and ended up doing 6 episodes, because now that she'd finished telling her story of all this, I had to get her out of there somehow. That it wasn't just going to be her stuck there for the rest of eternity or whatever it was going to be, or wait for Jake to possibly rescue her in some way. So it was just kind of interesting to be another moment where I'd set kind of a setting for myself where I just wanted this so many episodes for her, but I had to ignore it when I had to stick to the story I wanted to tell and just let it grow and develop in the way it wanted. And again, I feel it paid off and was the right thing to do. So this one goes into their meeting of what they're planning to do with Ostium. Again, we have the idea of the big boss listening in, but he's not involved. You know, he's not actually there. They still don't know who he is. And Monica tries to kind of find out what their goal is, what their intention is with here, and they kind of just cover it up, because I think, again, it was, as we were talking about this, it's almost the lower downs don't actually know themselves either. They just follow the rules that have passed up the chain, and it's not until you get to the very upper echelons at HQ looking down that you actually know what's going on or what their plans are necessarily. So it was talk about all these different ideas. It gave me a little, I think this is where I got to have the Ostium files be born too, and to write little past different stories and things like that, as little extra episodes we've done on Patreon and through the regular feed. And also setting this up as a big monumental step that, you know, they're going to uncharted territory here. This is something that's never been done before. And that there's kind of something kind of, you know, miraculous and marvelous about it, and how unique and special it is that they've gone so far, and now they're at this moment where something can actually happen that's special. And then you have to, you know, when you pick your area or rough your area where you want to go, you've got to research it out and really immerse yourself into it. And it's here you get to see that they plan to use Steve as the first guy. Almost to the point where that might have been their intention before even bringing Monica on, that they knew he was going to be that guy possibly. I'm spitballing now, but this feels kind of right as I'm talking about it. That it's fitting, and they've known all along that he was going to be the guinea pig to try it out for the first time, well, this new time. But they didn't bank on how powerful and determined Monica would be when she found out. And I think almost that they knew they had to have Monica with Steve to come to the Ostium Network, because Steve might not have done it on his own, possibly. Even though he said he wanted to do it, he might have had second thoughts when he talked it over with her or something, and that's why they had to bring them both in, to make sure that he would come, but also that they would also have their uses with Monica's architecture and knowledge and stuff like that in developing Ostium. We do have the explanation of the little of the mention of the infrared map, because that was something that just came about as I was writing Jake and Monica, and I knew at this point I needed to put something in here to complete that connection to say, this is why that happened. There was a reason for it. It's not just a red herring. And this is where we have also playing around with, as Monica is telling this last part of the story and going through everything that was set up, that she starts to understand how she can get out of this possibly in realizing this. And this is one of those moments where it was just me touching the keys, letting the words come out, and Monica as the character realizing, wait a minute, we set this thing up with that little food delivery system. There is this other door. There is a way I can actually get out of here. And I had fun pulling in, you know, the echoey voice of Jake as her like subconscious talking to her, which she knew about, but it was also kind of, again, a way to make the episode feel fresh and different, because you heard to hear Jake and just give more dimension to the episode. And throw in some of these quotes that will come later on with future episodes and stuff too. And so then that leads Monica to discover that she might have a way of getting out of here, or a kind of little fail-safe trap door that she didn't set up, but she knew was there because they told her when they were first visiting the town of Ostium for the first time and how it all worked. So then she goes on her own path of determination of, you know, now hope is blossoming in her and she wants to get out. She wants to be free. She's gone through her own kind of stages of grief and of acceptance and of telling her tale and understanding that she, you know, she did the things she did. She thought they were for these reasons. They were for possibly different reasons, and that she's come out of it now in her own kind of rebirth as a new person, a different person, and now has a way of possibly getting out. And so that's when she goes through all those different, all through the crust of food and all that stuff, and finds a way of getting out. Of course, she then is confronted by ghostly voices on the other side. That strange little tiny door that, much as Jake had defied the rules of physics and things like that when they were in the cave of the skull cult and he fit into the little space, it's where she realized she could possibly do the same thing. And it's really here that we've had hints before that Ostium might have something to do with Monica in some way. Now we actually get concrete proof where Ostium lets Monica become part of it and get through this strange little door. The little door came from specifically Stephen King's It, which, I don't know if you've read that, Dwayne, have you?
I've seen the earlier TV.
Okay, the miniseries with Tim Curry. So yeah,
I'm familiar, but I've never read the book.
And yeah. Honestly, the miniseries is definitely where it has a concrete picture in my mind of that tiny little door. Though it's in the book too, is that way. But really, from that miniseries, is in my head of that was the little door. That's exactly what it looks like. So now you know, and that's what it was like. Her fitting through that, again, playing with, you know, Pennywise, who could defy physics too and change shapes and fit through any dimensions. Here you have Monica doing it. And also with her, I used intentional language here with her being on her knees to get through. And both times I mentioned that she was almost in like a praying posture. And that was intentional to show that she was begging Ostium to let her through and accept her. And then on the other side, she was let through. So she was once again thanking and from a prayerful position that Ostium had granted her this link now, making her part of Ostium. And that's when, of course, she finds her ghouls and goblins and all those creepy sounds again and has to get out of there however she can. She does get somewhat injured in it, but does eventually make it out through a final door and back to the place she's been talking about for the last six episodes. Except it appears there's no one else there and she's all alone again. So now it's the, well, I got out of it, but did I really get out of anything, or am I just in a different place in exactly the same circumstances? To be continued next season for her story. What have you got?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
So I did write about your comment about the story, A Sound of Thunder, mm-hmm. where the time travel story where
the Ray Bradbury story
steps on a bug and changes all of history.
Mm-hmm. Ray Bradbury,
And more like they step on a butterfly, but that's not where the butterfly effect that term comes from. That it comes from chaos theory.
Yeah,
and I remember reading a book on chaos theory when I was in high school about. And it mentioned the butterfly somewhere in the Pacific flaps its wings.
A hurricane. Yep.
So that just brought back, it was very nostalgic for me. but I liked Monica's comment about chaos theory that to her it smacks mightily of BS. I was like,
which it kind of does.
it does.
But then so does quantum entanglement, honestly, that you have this idea that these electrons or whatever at one place are somehow connected to electrons in a totally different area, you know, on the other side of the universe, potentially. It's,
instantaneously communicating, knowing what the other one's doing, but far enough away that light, the travel time by light is not really allowing that to happen. And I did write down here that the big why of the Ostium network was never revealed to them, but you had covered that, and that she's back to Gibraltar, which is now empty, and she's still alone.
She's got to have that Ostium steel of no one else here but you. One last point I did want to make too is I shifted when she gets through that little door. I changed the tense, I think, to present as opposed to past. One, because she's about to have a kind of intense action scene, but also to show that
kind of this point, she's kind of been relaying the past to her, what's been happening and stuff. And now it's kind of like it's happening to her right at that moment and she's telling it, meaning that's when you switch to present tense, you don't always know what's going to happen next or, you know, what could happen to the character. Anything can happen. There's no limits, you know, sort of thing. So that was an intentional thing too, to change the dynamic and feel of it because she got into this new place, but also to set up that there was intense stuff about to happen and you didn't know how she was going to fare from it.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.